Okay, so we'll continue. We have lot of ground to cover. Okay, so we saw that this question asked by Parikshit Maharaj. So he asked that, please speak about the primary creation and secondary creation. How the Lord creates by engaging, by sporting with the Maya potency, and how he engages the other devatas and prajapatis to carry out the secondary creation. And then he continues, yata gunamstu prakriter yugapat kramashopiva bibarti borishastveka kurvan karmani janmabihi. Yata karmani kurvan, just as while performing activities of creation and destruction, bibarti prakriter gunan, just as the Lord, while performing creation, maintenance and destruction, he supports the gunas of prakriti, ekaha, as the one purusha. So during the primary creation, it is Karanodaka Sai Vishnu who is supporting the three modes. During creation, maintenance and destruction. Primary creation, maintenance and destruction. Okay, ekaha, alone. Burishaha api. And during secondary creation. Secondary creation means creation of particular bodies according to the karma and swabhava of a living entity. So that is carried out by the prajapatis and Brahma. Primary creation means creating the facility, living facility, you know, the 14 planetary systems. That creation, starting from Pradhan, is carried out by the Supreme Lord, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. He does not personally do it, but he engages Maya Shakti to do it. But secondary creation is creating the bodies of individual living entities, and this is carried out by Brahma and the other Prajapatis. Okay. So, ekaha bibarti prakritir gunan, alone in his capacity of during the primary creation, maintenance and destruction, he alone maintains the three gunas. And bhurishaha api, and during secondary creation, he supports these gunas through various devatas and prajapatis. Yugapat kramashopiva. Does this primary creation and secondary creation, does it happen simultaneously, or does it happen one after the other? That is the question. So basically two questions he has asked now. First question is, please describe how this primary creation and secondary creation happens. Second is, does this primary creation and secondary creation, do they happen simultaneously, or do they happen one after the other? These are the two questions. Vichikitsita metan me bravitu bhagavan yata shabde brahmane nishnata parasmimscha bhavan kalu. So already Parikshit Maharaj has told that durvibhavyam ivabhati kavibhischapi cheshtitam. This subject matter is so difficult that even the wisest of people, they cannot explain it. They cannot understand it. And he says, even the devatas cannot understand. Then Shukadeva Goswami may say, if you are so convinced that the most intelligent people cannot understand, then why you are asking me? What do you see in me that makes you think that I can answer these questions? So he clarifies it in this verse. He says, bravitu, please speak. Etadme vichikitsitam, please answer my doubts. Why? Shabde brahmani nishnatah. He mentions two qualities of Shukadeva Goswami which makes him qualified to answer these questions. He says, shabde brahmani nishnatah. Nishnat means expert. He's expert in shabde brahmani. In discerning the truths about the scriptures, he's very expert. That is the first qualification. And then he says, parasmimscha bhavan kalu, and you have realized Krishna. So therefore, you are not just some ordinary kavi, ordinary intelligent person, but you have perfectly, expertly understood the scriptures, and as a result of that, you have realized Krishna. Therefore, you can answer these questions, while for others, it is not possible. That way he is reinforcing his faith on Shukadeva Goswami. that you are certainly capable of answering these questions like that. A similar verse Prabhupada very often quotes. You can try to recall what verse Prabhupada quotes here. Shabde brahmani nishnatah parasmimscha bhavan kalu. Prabhupada quotes from the 11th canto. Tasmat gurum prapadyeta jigyasu shreyam uttamam shabde parecha nishnatam brahmani upasamashrayam. He says exact same meaning. Shabde brahmani nishnata, this verse says, and that says shabde parecha nishnatam. He is very expert in the conclusions, in discerning the conclusions of the scriptures, and the result of that is brahmani upasamashrayam, means he is perfectly surrendered unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Same thing is mentioned here. Parasmimscha bhavan kalu. So, Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport. The Lord is Purnam, complete, though unlimited expansions who are equal in power with Him emanate from Him, still He is Purnam. Okay, so Prabhupada is systematically establishing how understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not an ordinary thing. First objection that people may say, millions of universes emanate from Him, but after emanation, we see that, if we are standing in a weighing machine holding a 10 kilogram weight, when we put that 10 kilogram weight down, then our weight also reduces by 10 kilograms, isn't it? But when the Supreme Lord, from the bodily pores of the Supreme Lord, millions of universes come out, but still He is Purnam. Okay, these are like very difficult subject matters to understand. But material speculators cannot understand this. But devotees can easily understand. Prabhupada quotes, Vedeshu durlabam adurlabam atma bhaktav. But Prabhupada says, why can the devotees understand? He says, Sevon mukehi jihvadav swayameva spuratyadah. Because they have that service attitude towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That service attitude reveals the truth about the Supreme Lord to the devotees. Like that. Therefore, one must first engage in the service of Krishna, then all the secrets are revealed. Like that, Prabhupada writes here. Okay. And then Prabhupada, towards the end of the purport, he says, one should approach a bona fide spiritual master who has factual realization of the Lord. Parasmimscha bhavan kalu. And one should not be eager to hear about the Vraj Leela of the Lord, but must also be eager to hear about the Srishti Leela of the Lord in His Purushavatara feature also. Like that. Okay. Then he continues. Suta Goswami is now going to continue. Iti upamantrito rajnya gunanukatane harehe rishikesham anusmritya prativaktum prachakrame. Iti upamantrito ragya, thus being requested by Parikshit Maharaj, guna anukatane harehe, to speak about the Lord Hari's qualities, rishikesham anusmritya, immediately Shukadeva Goswami remembers Lord Hari, Rishikesh, and prativaktum prachakrame, and he prepared to answer. So Prabhupada writes in this purport, why is it Rishikesha Manusmritya? Why not Govinda Manusmritya or Pundarikaksha Manusmritya? Why is it specifically Rishikesha Manusmritya? So that word Rishikesh actually indicates the nature of prayers that Shukadeva Goswami is going to offer to the Supreme Lord. He is going to request the Lord to take control of his senses and make him speak the right subject matter in a comprehensible way. So that is going to be the nature of prayers that Shukadeva Goswami is going to offer. Therefore, the word Rishikesham is used specifically because Rishikesha means one who is controller of the senses. So, Prabhupada here writes in the purport, devotees, while speaking about the Lord, do not think that they do anything independently. They don't think that they are able to give a class or they are able to do something. They think that they speak only that which they are induced to speak by Rishikesh, the master of senses. Also, they understand that the proper utilization of the senses is only when they are employed in the service of Rishikesh. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Therefore, one should always seek the permission and blessings of the Lord before speaking, so that they can be free of the four defects. So Prabhupada says, if one takes proper blessings and prays, offers prayers to the Lord, then the Lord empowers the person to be free of the four defects when he speaks the subject matter like that. So now, starting from 12th verse till the end of the chapter is prayers offered by Shukadeva Goswami. And beautiful prayers he offers. So, let's start.
Namaparasmai purushaya bhuyase sadudbhavastana nirodalilaya grihita shaktistritayaya dehinam antarbhavayanupalakshya vartmane.
So first, Shukadeva Goswami is offering prayers unto those personalities whose pastimes he is going to speak right now. Who are those personalities? Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, Shirodaka Sai Vishnu and Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. He is going to speak about the Leela of the Purushavataras. So first he is offering prayers to the Purushavataras. He says, Nama Parasmai, I offer my respects to the Supreme Person, Krishna. Purushaya Bhuyase, whose expansion is the powerful personality, Karanodaka Sai Vishnu. Bhuyase Purushaya, whose expansion is Mahavishnu. And what is his activity? Sad Udbhava Sthana Nirodha Lilaya. The activity of Karanodaka Sai Vishnu is creation, maintenance and destruction of this material universe. How he does that? Grihita Shakti Tritayaya. By accepting the Maya Shakti, which is made of the three modes. As Krishna says, Tribir Gunamayer Bhaver Ebis Sarvam Idam Jagat. Daivi Esha Gunamayi Mama Maya Duratyaya, like that. So, Maya potency is made of the three modes. So, the Lord, by accepting Grihita Shakti Tritayaya, by accepting the three modes or the Trigunatmik Maya, through the agency of Trigunatmik Maya, he takes care of this creation, maintenance and destruction. That's what Krishna says, under my supervision, Maya Shakti takes care of creation, maintenance and destruction. He is not directly involved. Maya Adhyakshena Prakriti Suyate Sacharacharam, he says. Prakriti only takes care of creation, maintenance and destruction. He is not directly involved. Towards the end of this canto, we will see this is very clearly mentioned. And for what purpose the Lord is indicated as the creator. We will see that towards the end of this canto. So, his role is creation, maintenance and destruction. Okay. Sad Udbhava Sthana Nirodha Leelaya. And then, he offers obeisances unto Shirodaka Sai Vishnu and Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. What is their role? Dehinam Antarbhavaya. Okay. Dehinam Antarbhavaya means to act as the super soul in the bodies of the living entities. So, in one sense, if you see, all the three Purushavataras are super soul expansions. Shirodaka Sai Vishnu is the super soul of the individual living entities. Andantarastha Paramanu Chayantarastham. That is, refers to Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. And we will see how Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the super soul of this universe. Okay? And Karanodaka Sai Vishnu is the super soul of this whole cosmic manifestation, which consists of many, many universes. Okay? So like that, all the three Purushavataras are Paramatma features only. Okay? And then he says, Dehinam Antarbhavaya. So there are two bodies. The individual souls, they have their own body. Okay? That is inhabited by Shirodaka Sai Vishnu. And the whole material universe itself is a body in whom Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the Dehi or the super soul. Anupalakshya Vartmane. And that Supreme Lord cannot be understood by any other path other than bhakti. Okay? Like that. That is the meaning of Anupalakshya Vartmane. So, Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport. The material world is a manifestation of the three modes, goodness, passion and ignorance. And the Supreme Lord for creation, maintenance and destruction of the material world accepts three predominant forms such as Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. Okay. As Vishnu, he enters into every body materially created. Okay. Dehinam Antarbhavaya. As Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters into every universe. So Prabhupada is indicating Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is the super soul of every universe. And as Shirodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters the body of every living entity. Like that. Okay. So we'll continue. So, in the first verse, the power of the Supreme Lord, Bhuyase Purushaya, the powerful Lord was described. The power of the Supreme Lord in creating, maintaining and destroying unlimited universes was described in the 12th verse. In the 13th verse, he talks about the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. He says, how the Lord reciprocates with various people. He says, Bhuyo namasadvrijinachidesatam asambhavaya kilasatva murtaye pumsam punapparamahamsya ashrame vyavastitanam anumrgya dashuse. Bhuyo namaha. Again and again I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Supreme Lord. Sad vrijina chide. Sad means devotees. Vrijina is miseries or suffering. Chide means destroyer. The Lord destroys the miseries of devotees. That's how he reciprocates with the devotees. Asatam asambhavaya. Asambhavaya means as opposed to sambhavami, as Krishna says, sambhavami, atma mayaya. So sambhavami means to appear. Asambhavaya means to make someone disappear, which means he kills the demons. That is one understanding. Asambhavaya also means liberation. He gives liberation to the demons. Asatam. Sad vrijinachide asatam asambhavaya. And Prabhupada in his purport writes, how the Supreme Lord is able to do both, how he is able to reciprocate with both the devotees and the demons. He gives them liberation also to the demons. And he removes the miseries of the devotees. How he is able to do? Prabhupada says, because he is Akila Sattva Murtaye, because he is the abode of Shuddha Sattva. He is the personification of Shuddha Sattva. So, interestingly, if you see the 7th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto starts with this interesting question asked by Parikshit Maharaj. Parikshit Maharaj is asking Sukadeva Goswami, the Shastras say that the Supreme Lord is equal to everyone. But why such an equality is not evident from his activities? He protects the devotees but kills the demons. Okay? There seems to be inequality or unequality in his dealings with various kinds of people. So, why then do the Shastras say that the Lord is equal to all? Samoham Sarvabhuteshu. Is there some contradiction in the scriptures when they talk about the Supreme Lord. So Shukadeva Goswami does not directly answer this question. He starts to answer, but he starts quoting a famous conversation that happened between Narada Muni and Yudhishthir Maharaj. So the Rajasoya sacrifice has just gotten over, and Shishupal has just been killed by Krishna. And Yudhishthir Maharaj and everyone is watching this scene. And they see that the soul of Shishupal comes out, stays for some time, and merges into the body of Krishna. And Yudhishthir Maharaj is totally shocked. He says, "I am Dharmaraj. You know, I definitely know about, activities of dharma and activities of adharma. From my understanding, what kind of dharmic activities this Shishupal has performed? On top of all the adharmic activities, he has constantly hated Krishna, blasphemed Krishna. Okay? And he gets this, Sayujya Mukti. Mukti, you know. Eventually it is mentioned that he attains Sarupya Mukti only. He is getting liberation. And poor Vena, he performed the same activities. He also committed atrocities. And he also, to some extent, blasphemed the Lord. Though not to the extent Shishupal blasphemed. But he went to hell. And here Shishupal is going to... He is attaining Mukti. What is this? Can you please explain? So Narada Muni, before actually giving the details, he gives the principles. What is the principle that we need to understand? Narada Muni says very nicely. So he says that generally when anyone responds to a stimulus, when someone, the stimulus and response. So when someone encounters a stimulus, then he responds to that stimulus. Okay, but in between that stimulus and response, there is a psychological interface where he evaluates that stimulus and then responds. Like say, for example, from a distance, someone is watching two people. Person A, it seems that he is speaking very harshly towards person B. And then suddenly person B slaps person A. And then there is a neutral observer who is observing this. Okay. What is his conclusion? His conclusion is that person A spoke very harshly to person B. Person B became angry. And therefore he slapped person A. So that the stimulus is the harsh speech of person A. Response is the slapping of person B. But the in between these two is the psychological interface of the person B becoming angry. So this is natural and neutral. This is a very easy example where any neutral person can naturally come to a conclusion. But this is not always so easy. One cannot always understand the psychological interface or the psychological discussion that's going on within the mind of that person who is responding to the stimulus. For example, let's say if children are playing cricket and if the batsman hits the ball and breaks the window, okay, so the if the father comes and slaps that child, okay, so then his response to that action of breaking the window is due to concern for the child, because he does not want that owner of that window to come and slap him. So before that, he only comes and slaps. Of course, he has concern for the window also, because he has to pay from his pocket. But nevertheless, his real concern is for the child. Okay. But if the owner of that window comes and slaps the child, it's not out of concern for the child, it's out of concern for his window. So therefore, Narada Muni says, when the Supreme Lord responds to a stimulus, don't think that the psychological interface of the Supreme Lord is the same as the psychological interface of any normal human being. Okay? The stimulus and response may be the same, but then what goes on in between is different. That's what Krishna says. Avajananti mam muda manushim tanu ashritam. When I take a human form and come, people misunderstand that I am also like a human being. But it's not the case. When Krishna kills the demons, it's not because they have insulted his false ego. Not because Shishupal has insulted his false ego. Okay. So like that, here Prabhupada also responds in the purport that how is it that the Supreme Lord, he is able to give liberation to someone who is demoniac, who rejects his very existence, and how he is able to do good for the devotees also. Prabhupada says, because he is Akhila Sattva Murti. Only human beings conducted by the three modes, when they are insulted, their rajogun flares up and they become angry and they respond in an inappropriate way. Whereas when Supreme Lord acts like that, one should not understand that he is being instigated by rajogun or tamogun. He is Akhila Sattva Murti, which means he is transcendental to the three modes, like that. Okay. So, Sad Vrijinat Chede, the Supreme Lord removes the miseries of the devotees, and Asatam Asambhavaya, he gives liberation unto the demons because he is Akhila Sattva Murtaye, he is the form of Shuddha Sattva. And then Pumsam Puna Paramahamsya Ashrame, he is the shelter of those with the mood of Paramahamsas. Like Kunti Maharani prays, Tata Paramahamsanam Muninam Amalatmanam Bhakti Yoga Vidanartam Katam Pashyemahi Shriyah Striyah. She says, my dear Krishna, you are the object of meditation and object of shelter for the great Paramahamsas. So how can a woman like me approach you like that? She speaks. Vyavastitanam Anumrgya Dashuse. Vyavastitanam means those who are engaged in various kinds of paths, like the path of jnana, path of karma yoga, path of ashtanga yoga, whatever may be the path. Vyavastitanam anumrgya dashuse, he bestows whatever they are aspiring for. Even for demigod worshippers, Krishna says, not only, he says the first thing, the faith to worship the demigod also I only give. Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddayarchitum ichati tasya tasya achalam shraddam maye tameva vidadamyaham, he says. That I only give that faith to worship the demigod also, and then the result of such a worship also I only give. What is that verse? Sataya shraddaya yuktas tasya radhanamihate labatecha tatak kaman mayeva vihitan hitan, he says. Not only do I give the faith, but the result of such a worship also I only give. So not only for the demigod worshippers, but for everyone. Okay? For those who worship the Lord to attain, to merge into the Brahma Jyoti, he only gives them that result. For those pure devotees who aspire for prema, he only gives them the results. And for everyone, like that. Vyavastitanam anumrgya dashuse. Like that the Supreme Lord is addressed in this verse as the one who reciprocates with everyone. Like that. So, we'll continue. So then, in the first verse, he spoke about the power of the Supreme Lord. Second verse about the sweetness of the Supreme Lord. And he says, this Lord of power and Lord of sweetness are not two different personalities. He says, these two are the same personality. That he indicates in this verse. Because generally, power and sweetness are very difficult to coexist in one person. If someone is very powerful, then naturally, sweetness, it's very difficult to manifest in that person. But the Supreme Lord is one such person. in whom unlimited power and unlimited sweetness can naturally coexist without any contradiction, without one covering the other. That is indicated in this verse. He says,
Namo namaste sturshabaya sattvatam vidurakashtaya muhukku yoginam nirasta samyatishaye naradasa swadhamani brahma niramsyate namaha.
He says, Namo namaste, I offer repeated obeisances. Rishabaya sattvatam. Sattvatam means devotees, as in sad vrijinachidevisa. Sad or sattvatas means devotees. But the sattvatas also specifically refer to the yadus. Okay? So therefore, Rishabaya sattvatam can mean the son of yadus, or it can also mean the leader amongst the devotees, the foremost amongst the devotees, Rishabaya sattvatam.
Vidura kashtaya muhuk kuyoginam.
Vidura kashtaya means he keeps the kuyogis. Where else does this word kuyogi comes? Narada Muni's section, when he is speaking to Lord is speaking to Narada Muni. He says, avipakva kashayanam durdarshoham kuyoginam. He says, for those who are not complete in their practice of devotional service, or for those who are not practicing the path of devotional service properly, to the kuyogis, I do not manifest myself. Same thing here, Sukadeva Goswami is also telling. Vidura kashtaya, I keep myself very much out of reach of the kuyogis. Or from the non-devotees. Okay. Swadamani brahmani ramsyate namaha. And he enjoys various pastimes in his spiritual abode of Vaikuntha or Goloka Vrindavan. Okay. Nirastha, so that indicates sweetness. Enjoying pastimes along with the devotees in Vaikuntha or Vrindavan indicates sweetness. Nirastha samya atishayena radasa. Radasa means powers. Nirastha samya atishayena. No one can equal or surpass him in power. Therefore, he is called asama urdhva. No one is equal, asama and urdhva. No one is greater than him. Like that, he says. So, this indicates power, whereas Swadamani Brahmani Ramsyate Namaha indicates sweetness. So both of them can coexist in the Supreme Lord without any contradiction. That is indicated in this 14th verse. Srila Prabhupada here writes in the purport. So Prabhupada writes about Rishabaya Sattvatam. There are two sides of the transcendental manifestations. He says, the personal planet of the Lord and the impersonal rays from his body. In the personal planet, he is enjoying by exchange of five rasas with his pure devotees. But in the impersonal Brahma Jyoti, those who are captivated by the Brahma Jyoti, they exist there as sparks. Okay? Like that. So, Swadhamani Brahmani Ramsyate. In his abode, he enjoys reciprocation in the five rasas with his devotees, like that. And then Prabhupada comments on this, Vidura kashtaya muhukku yoginam. Commenting on that, Prabhupada says, the mundane people have insufficient knowledge about even this material world. What then to speak of the spiritual world? Krishna and his dhamma are always inconceivable and non-reachable for non-devotees. Like that. Okay, let's continue. Then he says,
Yat kirtanam yat smaranam yad ikshanam yat vandanam yat shravanam yad arhanam lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha.
How to approach that Supreme Lord who is the abode of both sweetness and power is indicated in this verse. He says, Yat kirtanam, by glorification of the Lord. Yat smaranam, by remembrance of this Lord. Yat ikshanam, by taking darshan of this Lord. Yat vandanam, by offering obeisances unto this Lord. Yat shravanam, by hearing about the Supreme Lord. Yad arhanam, or by offering worship to the Supreme Lord. Lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham. Okay. Immediately destroys the impurities in the performer's heart. Tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. I continually offer obeisances or respects to that Lord who is full of auspicious qualities. So, we have to see here. We already saw this yesterday, that here Shukadeva Goswami is not telling yat kirtanam cha yat smaranam cha yat ikshanam, like that. One should perform kirtanam and smaranam and ikshanam and vandanam, like that. He says either kirtanam or smaranam or taking darshan, any one of these, you know, limbs is capable of lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham, immediately destroying the impurities within the heart. So in this regard we saw yesterday that how bhakti is ekanga and anekanga. So in that way it is different from the path of ashtanga yoga or the other paths, where each limb is has to be performed to achieve success. Whereas in this, any one limb, one can achieve success by performing just one limb of bhakti, like that. And then another thing that Shukadeva Goswami mentions here is that lokasya sadyo vidunoti kalmasham, by performing any of these paths, immediately the impurities are destroyed. Like Mother Devahuti says in the third canto, she says yannamadeya shravananu kirtanad yap prahvanad smaranadapi kvachit shvadopi sadhyaha savanaya kalpate kutappunaste bhagavannu darshanat. She says that same meaning, yan namadeya shravanat anukirtanat, yap prahvanat means to offer obeisances, smaranadapi kvachit, or even by remembering that form of the Lord, shvadopi sadhyaha savanaya kalpate, even a dog eater becomes immediately qualified to become a brahmana, like that she says. And Srila Rupa Goswami quotes this verse in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu to explain how bhakti can accomplish kleshagni. But interestingly, the very next verse that he quotes to establish this point, he quotes from Padma Puran, he says aprarabdha phalam papam kootam bijam phalonmukam krameneva praliyeta vishnu bhakti ratatmanam. He says that this aprarabdha, prarabdha, kootam, bijam, all these various stages of sins, he says that krameneva praliyeta. Kramena means sequentially, one after another. So then Jiva Goswami, commenting on this verse, he writes, Devahuti says sadhyo, immediately. Now here Padma Puran says kramenaiva. Which one is right? Is it kramenaiva, gradually, or is it sadhyo, immediately? So Jiva Goswami says it depends on what time scale you want to choose. So he gives this example of, Prabhupada also quotes this example in the Nectar of Devotion. He says, if you take a bunch of lotus petals and take a sharp needle, okay, lotus petals are very soft, and you pierce that bunch of, say, 100 lotus petals, okay, for someone who is watching, he sees that needle at once, in one shot, it pierces through that bunch. Okay, it seems like sadhyo. But if someone has recorded that act of piercing and he plays it in slow motion, okay, 1,000th the speed, then one can probably see the needle piercing one petal, then next petal, then next petal, then next petal, like that. So, in a shorter time scale, it's actually kramena. But if you take the long time scale of, if not for bhakti, if someone tries to destroy these kalmasha or impurities by taking shelter of any other process, it might take some 1,000 lifetimes, let's say, because they say that the sanchita karma or the aprarabdha karma is like a mountain, and it's practically impossible to destroy aprarabdha karma by any other process other than bhakti. So otherwise one may take thousands of lifetime, but compared to that, if one takes up to the path of bhakti, maybe in maximum 2 or 3 lifetimes it will all be destroyed. And if he applies himself very diligently to the process, maybe in the same lifetime. So it depends on whether it is sadhya or kramena iva, depending on what time scale one chooses. So Devahuti, or here Shukadeva Goswami, they choose a very huge time scale. So in that time scale, you know, it's sadhya, very soon. Okay, but actually, if you see within one lifetime, you know, Bhakti Rasam Sindhu clearly explains that how first the aprarabdha sins are being destroyed, then, you know, how the sinful tendencies are destroyed, then how the, you know, in what stage each one of these sins are destroyed is very systematically described in Bhakti Rasam Sindhu. So it, in one sense, it's kramena. But if you take a very huge time scale, then it's actually sadhya. Immediately it happens like that. So that is described in this 15th verse. Okay. And Prabhupada here writes in the purport, the sublime form of religious performances to free oneself from all reactions of sins is suggested herein by the greatest authority, Sri Shukadeva Goswami. Okay. The devotees need not be disappointed in the physical absence of the Lord, though they may think of not being associated with Him. The devotional process of chanting, hearing, remembering, etc. And then Prabhupada says, either all or some of them, or even one of them, Prabhupada writes in the bracket, can give us the desired result of associating with the Lord by discharging the transcendental loving service of the Lord in the above manner. Like that. But Prabhupada warns the practitioner, he says, while practicing, he has to be very careful. Even though practice of devotional service is capable of destroying unlimited sins, one has to protect himself from the seventh namaparad. Namno balad yasyahi papa buddhi. Committing sinful activities on the strength of the holy names. If one thinks that, you know, because there are statements in the scriptures which say that, you know, the chanting one holy name is so powerful that it can destroy so many sins that one cannot even imagine to commit. Okay, what to speak of actually committing it. So one reading such statements, one should not think that, you know, okay, I will, taking shelter of holy name, I can do whatever I want. Then it becomes namaparad. Then there is no effect, or there can be opposite effects. Okay, so like that it is mentioned. So Prabhupada warns us that even though holy name is capable, or the process of bhakti is capable of destroying all sins, but one should be careful to avoid the seventh offense of committing sins on the strength of the holy name, like that. Then he says, what to speak of devotees? Even the impersonalists, in order to achieve the Brahma Jyoti, they have to worship the Supreme Lord. That is indicated in the 16th verse. Vichakshanayat charanopasadanat sangam vyudasyo bhayatontaratmanah vindanti hi brahma gatim gataklamas tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. Tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. I offer my obeisances unto the Lord who is the possessor of all auspicious qualities. Yat charana upasadanat, by worshipping whose lotus feet? Vichakshana, the great jnanis. Sangam vyudasya, by giving up material attachment. Vindantihi brahmagatim, they achieve the Brahman, they merge in the Brahma Jyoti. Gataklamaha, without any fatigue. Okay, without much fatigue, they achieve the Brahma Jyoti by worshipping the personal form of the Lord. Like we saw yesterday about these Paramatma meditators. Hridopaguhya arhapadam pade pade. We saw how they embrace the lotus feet of the Lord within their heart. On the other hand, someone who rejects that lotus feet. Anadrita yushmadangraya, as Krishna says. Such people, they will never reach the Brahma Jyoti, their desired destination. And they are only vimukta maninas. They are only thinking that they are liberated, but in actuality, they can never be liberated because of rejecting the personal form of the Lord. So he says, what to speak of devotees, even the jnanis can achieve success of merging in the Brahma Jyoti only by taking shelter of the personal form of the Lord. That is indicated in this verse. Vichakshana. Where does this word Vichakshana come in Bhagavatam? First canto, Narada Muni is speaking to Vyasadeva. He says, Vichakshana asya arhati veditum vibhor. He says, only the greatly intelligent jnanis, they can understand your writings or the Vedanta Sutras and Upanishads. Like that he says. So here he says, even what to speak of devotees, even jnanis, for them to achieve success, they have to accept and worship the personal form of the Lord. Like that, that is indicated in the 16th verse. Okay. Let's continue. Then he says,
Tapasvino dana parayashasvino manasvino mantra vidasu mangala kshemam navindanti vinayadarpanam tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha.
Okay. Tasmai subhadra shravase namo namaha. I offer my respects to the unto that Supreme Lord whose qualities are very auspicious to hear. Vinaya darpanam, without worshipping that Supreme Lord, tapasvino, a jnani who performs tapasya, dhanapara, or one who may be a very charitable person, yashasvino, Prabhupada translates yashasvino as the great worker of distinction, or as Ushana Chakadagur translates as specialized karmis. I don't know what that means. Okay, some yashasvino. Manasvino means the yogis. Mantra vida means very expert chanters of the Vedic mantras. Sumangala are people with proper conduct. All of them, they follow these processes to attain certain goals. So here he says, Vinaya darpanam kshemam na vindanti. Without worshipping the Supreme Lord, none of these people can attain any benefit of their practice. Tasmai Subhadra Shravase Namo Namaha. Like that he says. So therefore, here it is mentioned that such practitioners, by non-performance of bhakti, they will not get any result. So like we saw yesterday, this fourth Chatushloki of Srimad Bhagavatam, where the Supreme Lord says, tells Brahma, Etavadeva jagyasyam tatva jagyasunatmana anvaya vyatirekabhyam yatsyat sarvatra sarvada. My dear Brahma, find out that process which when performed gives result, which when not performed does not give result. Anvaya vyatirekabhyam. Anvaya means direct. Performance gives results. Non-performance gives no results. Okay? Let's take some examples. Okay, let's say for example this verse, tapasvino dhanapara. It fulfills what criteria? Hmm? perform, it fulfills the criteria of vyatireka. Okay, vinaya darpanam kshemam na vindanti. Non-performance will not give result. Huh? A practitioner of charity or karma or jnana, he may perform his karma, jnana, etc. But non-performance of bhakti will not give the desired result. Which means the vyatireka condition is fulfilled. And all these other, you know, paths of jnana, karma, etc. They fail the anvaya criteria. Because one may practice karma, but if that practice of karma is devoid of bhakti, mere practice of karma cannot give result. Therefore, karma or this jnana, they fail the anvaya criteria. Whereas bhakti, is the superiority of bhakti is established by the vyatireka criteria. Non-performance of bhakti will not give result. Whereas even performance of karma without the element of bhakti will not give result. Like that. Okay. Let's take another example. What about 16? Verse number 16. It fulfills what criteria? Vichakshanaya charanopasadanat. Bhakti fulfills what criteria here? Anvaya or vyatireka? Anvaya. A jnani by performing bhakti achieves his desired result of merging into the Brahma Jyoti. So that is direct. Performance gives result. And non-performance does not give result. Okay? Like that. Okay. Next verse. After hearing these last few verses, where first, you know, he mentions, Shukadeva Goswami mentions that Rishabhaya Satvatam, the Supreme Lord is the, you know, he is the leader of all the devotees, he says. And then he says, he talks about Yat Kirtanam Yat Shravanam, where also he talks about devotees. And then he talks about Vichakshana, the impersonalist jnanis, great jnanis. And then in 17th verse also he talks about the tapasvis, dhanapara, all quite exalted people. Then one may say that maybe this worship of the Supreme Lord can bear fruit only in very exalted people. Maybe if someone is not so exalted, even if he may perform devotional service, he may not get result. One may think like that. Okay. So in order to respond to this, Shukadeva Goswami speaks the next verse. He says, Kirata honandra pulinda pulkasha abhira shumba yavanaha kasadaya yenyecha papa yadapashraya shraya shudyanti tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. He says, tasmai prabhavishnave namaha. I offer my respects unto the Lord of inconceivable power. Prabhavishnave namaha. That is the meaning. One should not think that the Lord is capable of purifying only those people who are already sufficiently purified. The Lord is Prabha Vishnu, means he has inconceivable power. He can purify anyone, how much ever impure he may be to start with. That is indicated here. And then examples, he says, the Kiratas, Hunas, Andras, Pulindas, Pulkashas, Abhira, Shumba, Yavanaha, Kasadaya. Ye anyecha papa. Of course, in one of the purports, Srila Vishnu Chakradhara Kur says that these are not necessarily some geographical location that Shukadeva Goswami is mentioning here. He says, actually, these are tribes which have some kind of pratiloma marriage. You know this anuloma pratiloma marriage, right? Favorable union and unfavorable union. Okay, if the husband is of a lower varna compared to the wife, then it's a pratiloma marriage, and pratiloma marriage is not considered favorable. And the children born out of such a pratiloma marriage, generally people with some sinful tendencies, they tend to take the shelter of such a marriage. Okay, so therefore Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that he gives, if a Brahman wife marries a Kshatriya husband, okay, then he is Yavana. Like that, you know, he gives a big list of, you know, the various permutations and combinations of Pratiloma marriage, which can result in, which results in these kind of, these categories of people. So, in that he mentions in that purport that it is not necessarily a geographical location. Okay, though Prabhupada mentions about this, you know, where is the Kirat Desh, as Prabhupada in Kenya, I think it's Kenya, Prabhupada named the temple as Kirata Shuddhi. This is the Kirata Desh, Africa, and this is the place where the Kiratas are going to get purified. So therefore he named the temple as Kirata Shuddhi. Like that. But it is not necessarily a you know, geographical location, as Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur writes that it's like different permutations of Pratiloma marriage. They result in such people, like that he says. Ye anyecha papa, which means this is not an exhaustive list, he says. These people and any other sinful living entity, yad apashraya ashraya, if they take shelter of those personalities who have taken shelter of the Supreme Lord Prabhavishnu, shudyanti, then they get purified of their prarabdha karmas. Like that. It is because of their prarabdha karma, birth. That's why someone is called a kirata, someone is called a huna, and so on. So, therefore, when they take shelter of those devotees who have taken shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, then shudyanti, they get purified of their prarabdha karmas. That is indicated here. So this verse fulfills what criteria? Anvaya or vyatireka? Anvaya. Okay. So even these great papayonis, if they take shelter of bhakti, then purification is guaranteed. Like that. Okay. A similar verse comes little later. Brahmaji offers these prayers to the Supreme Lord. He says, Tevai vidantyatitarantica deva mayam stri shudra huna shabara apipapa jiva yadi adbhuta krama parayana shila shiksha tiryak janapi kim u shrutadaranaye. He says that any of these papayonis, if they take shelter of yadi adbhuta krama parayana shila shiksha, which what it really means is, if they surrender unto those personalities who are surrendered to the Supreme Lord, which means the devotees, and shila shiksha, if they take training in what, in proper Vaishnava conduct, he says shudyanti tevai vidanti, such people can know the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and atitarantica devamayam, they can cross over this material existence. If they enroll themselves under devotees and learn about proper Vaishnava conduct. Okay. But then one may say that, but it's very difficult. You know, I'm already from a very sinful background. How can I learn about proper Vaishnava conduct? So Brahmaji says, kim u, tiryak janapi kim u. He says, even an animal can learn. You can teach a dog. You tell, Tommy, sit, and he will sit. Stand up, he will stand. It's not that from the beginning he knew English, but whoever is the master, he teaches him. Sit means he will sit and show. This is how you sit. This is how you stand. Run, it will run. He says, a dog can be taught about Shila Shiksha. Why then human beings cannot learn? So he's telling that no one should say that I am from a very sinful background. Anyone, by taking shelter of devotees, they can learn how to, like Prabhupada writes, rectify their leanings, how to rectify their lifestyle and adopt a Vaishnava lifestyle, like that. So same thing here also, he says that yenyecha papa yad apashraya ashraya shudyanti, they can become purified by taking shelter of devotees like that. So Prabhupada writes a very interesting purport here. So Prabhupada says, therefore the whole world politics should be guided by the devotees of the Lord. The politicians need not worry about their post, as the devotees have no desire for post. Therefore, by the purifying propaganda of the devotees, a great change can happen in the world's situation. Prabhupada said, my shortcoming is that I can't think small. Like that Prabhupada used to say. I always think big. That is my shortcoming, like that Prabhupada used to say. Just by kirtanam, all the misunderstandings between nations will vanish. Then people can think about going back home, back to Godhead. So, once Gaur Kishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he was speaking to one of the God brothers of Prabhupada, and he was mentioning that, why you are not so successful in preaching as much as Swami Maharaj? He was quoting Prabhupada. And Akinchan Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj said, because he had absolute faith in the holy name. Okay, that's why he could preach. And you see the kind of sentence that Prabhupada is writing here. And we can ask for ourselves, does any one of us have such a faith? He's telling, just by kirtanam, all the misunderstandings between nations will vanish. Between nations. How many of us have the faith to suggest Harinam Sankirtan as a possible way of, resolving, bilateral conflicts between nations? Okay, Prabhupada actually had that conviction. And in fact, we know in Chicago or Detroit, one of these two places, when, the head of the police department, when he asked Prabhupada, the crime rate is so high, can your people do something? He said, you give us some money and give us some facility to perform Harinam Sankirtan. He said, the crime rate will go down like that. There is no disqualification in bhakti. All we need to do is to take shelter of a pure devotee. Yad apashraya ashraya. And then Prabhupada says, a spiritual master can accept a bona fide disciple from any part of the world. Therefore, by the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, anyone can preach the cult of Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita all over the world. And then Prabhupada says, the Lord is all powerful. Therefore, however degraded one may be, the Lord can purify that person. And therefore, there is no consideration of birthright in bhakti. Prabhupada quoting about this Kirata Hunandra Pulinda Pulkasha. He writes, there is no consideration of birthright. And then he continues, Sa esha atmatma vatamadishwaras trayimayo dharma mayastapomaya gatavyalikai rajashankara dibir vitarkya lingo bhagavan prasidatam. So in the previous few verses, he mentioned that whatever may be one's practice, but as a part of their practice, everyone has to worship the personal form of the Lord. Only then they can achieve success in their practice. That was mentioned. Tapasvino, Dhanapara, Yashasvino, and so on. And Vichakshana, Asya, Arhati. In all these verses, he mentioned that how, whatever may be one's desired goal, but if that practice does not have worship of Supreme Lord as a part of that practice, then one cannot get the result. Whereas, if one worships the Supreme Lord, whatever may be one's material disqualification, he can achieve success. Both the things Prabhupada, Sukadeva Goswami mentioned. So in this verse, he is mentioning, while everyone has to worship the Supreme Lord, but only a select few can understand the Supreme Lord. That he mentions in this verse. He says, Sa esha adishwaraha. He alone is the Supreme Lord. Atma Atmavatam. The Jnanis and Yogis worship Him as Atma. Atmavatam are the Jnanis and the Yogis. And Traimayaha and the knowers of Vedas, they also worship Him as the object of sacrifice. Okay, as the Yajna Purusha. Dharma Mayaha, the followers of Dharma, they also worship the Supreme Lord. Tapo Mayaha, the followers of austerities, they also worship the Supreme Lord. But Gatavyalikair Ajashankaradibir Vitarkyalingo Bhagavan Prasidatam. He says, but only Gatavyalikais. Gatavyalika means those who are free of deceit. And Prabhupada writes, how only devotees are really free of deceit. He says, only the Gatavyalikair devotees like Aja Shankara, like Brahmaji and Lord Shiva, only they can understand the Supreme Lord. Others can worship the Supreme Lord and achieve success. But to understand the Supreme Lord, one must be a devotee who is free of deceit. Like that, Prabhupada translates this verse. Okay. Gatavyalikair Aja Shankaradibi Vitarkya Lingo Bhagavan Prasidatam. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with me. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur gives a slightly different translation. He says that while others can worship the Supreme Lord, even the best amongst those worshippers, the devotees, even they cannot completely understand the Supreme Lord. While everyone can worship, no one can understand the Supreme Lord completely. Okay, that is the way Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur translates this verse. Both are right. In one sense, if you see, Krishna, Brahmaji says, even the Supreme Lord cannot understand the full extent of His glories. That is mentioned in one of the later chapters of second canto. Even Brahmaji says that even the Supreme Lord cannot understand the true extent of His glories. Like that. So, here he says, if you take Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur's translation, that even the greatest of the Lord's worshippers cannot understand the full extent of the Lord's glories. It is a glorification of the Supreme Lord. Okay. Or if you take Prabhupada's translation as only the pure devotees can understand the Supreme Lord, that is a glorification of the path of bhakti. So either way, if you take one translation, it is a glorification of Bhagavan. If you take the other translation, it is a glorification of bhakti. Okay, so like this two translations, Prabhupada and Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, they give for this verse. So they say that while everyone is worshipping the Supreme Lord, only the devotee can understand. Gatavyalikair Ajashankaradibir Vitarkyalingyo Bhagavan Prasidatam. And what is the symptom of a devotee, pure devotee, that is mentioned here? Gatavyalikair, free of deceit. So Prabhupada, commenting on this verse, he says that although the Supreme Lord is the Lord of all paths, He can only be known by those who are Gatavyalikair. Prabhupada says only devotees. Why is this? Prabhupada says because only a devotee is Nishkama. He has no selfish desires. He only desires to please the Lord. Like, they say that, so when we want to open our heart and share our heart with someone, with whom would we share our heart? With someone whom we can invest our trust. Some trustworthy person whom we know that he will not, whatever information I am revealing to him, we know for sure that he will not use it to exploit me later. Okay? So the tendency to exploit, the deceit is not there. Only unto such people we would reveal our heart. The Lord says, I am no different. I will also reveal myself only to such a person who is free of deceit, whom I know for sure has no ulterior motive and will not use those information to exploit me. So therefore he says, Gatavyalikair Ajashankaradibir Vitarkyalingo Bhagavan Prasidatam. Like that. So same thing Prabhupada writes here. Because only a devotee is Nishkama. He has no selfish desires. He only desires to please the Lord. Therefore, the Lord is pleased to reveal himself to such a person. But the others, the karma yogis, the jnana yogis and ashtanga yogis, they have selfish desires. Bhukti mukti siddhi kami sakale ashanta. Krishna bhakta nishkama ateva shanta. Those who are without pretensions will naturally choose bhakti yoga, Prabhupada says. And Prabhupada gives the example of Arjuna. He says, in the beginning, Arjuna placed himself as one of those who desire self-satisfaction. He said, I will not fight because it will not bring pleasure to me. Bunjiya bogan rudira pradigdan. Who would want to eat a sweet rice which is mixed with sand? Okay. Therefore, even though I may get the kingdom, that kingdom will be tainted with blood of Bhishma and Drona. So I cannot really enjoy that kingdom. So his basis of argument was, I cannot get enjoyment. Selfish motive. So Prabhupada says, he said his reasons for not fighting were selfish. Okay. But after he heard Bhagavad Gita, in which Krishna spoke about karma yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga and bhakti yoga, Arjuna, who was without pretension, he accepted bhakti yoga. Even though Krishna said, yathechasi tata kuru, whatever you desire, you do. And he chose bhakti yoga. And Prabhupada uses this example to say, anyone who is without pretension would naturally choose this path of bhakti yoga. Like that. So, that is the meaning of Gatavyalikair Ajashankaradibir Vitarkyalango Bhagavan Prasidatam. Like that. Okay, let's continue. Then he says, Shriyav Patir Yajna Patir Prajapatir Diyam Patir Loka Patir Dharapatihi Patir Gatis Chandaka Vrishni Satvatam Prasidatam Me Bhagavan Satam Patihi. He says, the Lord is Shriyav Pati. He is the protector of prosperity. Yajnapati, he is the protector of sacrifice. Prajapati, he is the protector of the citizens. Dhyampati, he protects the intelligence. Dharapati, he protects the earth. While he protects all these, he is the pati and gati of the andakas and satvatas, which means they are the yadukul. While everyone approaches Krishna for protecting them, the Andakas, Vrishnis and the Yadus, they approach Krishna to attain him. He is not just the Pati, but he is the Pati and Gati of the Yadus. Like that he is. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with me. Prasidatam me Bhagavan Satam Patihi, the master of all devotees. May that Supreme Lord be pleased with me. Like that he is offering his prayers. Okay. Prabhupada in his purport is quoting, you know, various scriptural proofs to establish how the Lord is Shriyapati, how the Lord is Yajnapati, how the Lord is Dhyampati. Like that. Prabhupada says, Matta Smritir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. Krishna says, I give knowledge, remembrance and forgetfulness. That's how the Lord is Dhyampati. Like that, in the purport, Prabhupada is explaining how, you know, the Lord is each one of these patis, like that. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, why is he addressed as pati and gati of the yadus? He says, all these qualifications as different types of pati mentioned in this verse are meant for Lord Shri Krishna. And Shukadeva Goswami has therefore especially mentioned the pati and gati of the Yadu dynasty. The members of the Yadu dynasty knew that Lord Shri Krishna is everything, and all of them intended to return to Lord Krishna after he had finished his transcendental pastimes on the earth. The Yadu dynasty was annihilated by the will of the Lord because its members had to return home with the Lord, because they had that intense desire. Therefore it is mentioned Patir Gatischa Andaka Vrishni Satvatam, like that. Okay, let's continue.
Yadangra Vidyana Shamadi Dautaya Dhyanu Pashyanti Hitatvam Atmanah వదంతి చైతత్ కవయో యతారుచం సమే ముకుందో భగవాన్ ప్రసీదతాం.
ఇసేస్ సమే ముకుందో భగవాన్ ప్రసీదతాం, మే లార్డ్ ముకుంద బి ప్లీజ్డ్ విత్ మీ. యద్ అంగ్రి అభిధ్యాన సమాధి దౌతయ, దౌతయ మీన్స్ బీయింగ్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ బై, యదంగ్రి అభిధ్యాన సమాధి బై కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ హూస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, ఆర్ ప్యూరిఫైడ్ బై కాన్సన్ట్రేటెడ్ మెడిటేషన్ ఆన్ హూస్ లోటస్ ఫీట్, ధియా అనుపశ్యంతి గ్రేట్ యోగీస్, ఓకే, దే సీ విత్ దేర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్ తత్వం ఆత్మనః, ద ట్రూత్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ. ఓకే, ఈస్ మెన్షనింగ్ వి సా దట్ హౌ ద లార్డ్ రెస్పాండ్స్ టు ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ ప్రాక్టీషనర్స్. సో హియర్ హీ స్పెసిఫికలీ మెన్షనింగ్ దట్ ఈవన్ ద యోగీస్ హూ డిజైర్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రూత్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ, దే ఆల్సో అండర్స్టాండ్ ద ట్రూత్ ఓన్లీ బై వర్షిపింగ్ దిస్ లార్డ్. ఓకే, బట్ వదంతి చేతత్ కవయో యథారుచం, వెర్ ఆస్ ది అదర్ సో కాల్డ్ ఇంటెలిజెంట్ పీపుల్ దే స్పీక్ అబౌట్ ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ అకార్డింగ్ టు దేర్ ఓన్ ఇంప్యూర్ ఇంటెలిజెన్స్. సమ్ సే దట్ హీ హ్యాస్ నో ఫామ్, సమ్ సే దట్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఎ మెటీరియల్ ఫామ్, ఆర్ సమ్ సే దట్ హీ డస్ నాట్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్, ఓకే, లైక్ దట్, ఆర్ సమ్ సే దట్ హీ ఇస్ సబ్సర్వియంట్ టు ది కర్మాస్, ఆల్ కైండ్స్ ఆఫ్ సచ్ ఇంప్రాపర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్. వదంతి చ ఏతత్ కవయో యథారుచం, యథారుచి పీపుల్ మే గివ్ సమ్ ఎక్స్ప్లెనేషన్ ఆర్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్, బట్ ఐ ఆఫర్ మై ఒబేసెన్సెస్ అన్ టు దట్ సుప్రీం పర్సనాలిటీ ఆఫ్ గాడెడ్ ముకుంద, బై మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ హూమ్ ద గ్రేట్ యోగీస్ అచీవ్ దేర్ గోల్ ఆఫ్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ది ట్రూత్ అబౌట్ పరమాత్మ. లైక్ దట్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఈస్ ఆఫరింగ్ హిస్ ప్రేయర్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ 21st వర్స్. లెట్స్ కంటిన్యూ.
ప్రచోదితాయేన పురా సరస్వతి వితన్వతాజస్య సతీం స్మృతిం హృది స్వలక్షణా ప్రాదురభూత్ కిలాస్యతః సమే ఋషీణాం ఋషభ ప్రసీదతాం.
ఐ థింక్ ఎస్టర్డే ఆర్ డే బిఫోర్ ఎస్టర్డే వి సా దిస్ వర్స్, దిస్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మాజీస్ క్రియేషన్, హౌ వన్స్ వెన్ బ్రహ్మాజీ ఫర్గాట్ హౌ టు క్రియేట్. ఇట్స్ ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్ దట్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఆఫ్ ద సో మెనీ పాస్ట్ టైమ్స్ దట్ ఆర్ దేర్, సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఇంట్రెస్టింగ్లీ చూసెస్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ టు ఆఫర్ హిస్ ప్రేయర్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్. అండ్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఇట్స్ అ వెరీ అపారెంట్లీ నాట్ అ వెరీ ఫేమస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్ ఆల్సో. ఇఫ్ సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి వుడ్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ ఆఫర్డ్ దిస్ ప్రేయర్, వీ హ్యావ్ నెవర్ హర్డ్ అబౌట్ దిస్ పాస్ట్ టైమ్. ఈ సేస్ వన్స్ వెన్ బ్రహ్మాజీ ఫర్గెట్స్ హౌ టు క్రియేట్, ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్ సెండ్స్ ఇన్స్పైర్స్ హిస్ వన్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ ఎనర్జీస్ కాల్డ్ సరస్వతి టు రిమైండ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ. అండ్ వాట్ డస్ షీ డూ? ప్రాదురభూత్ కిల అజస్య ఆస్యత, షీ ఎంటర్స్ ఇన్ టు ది మౌత్ ఆర్ షీ అపియర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ ద మౌత్ ఆఫ్ బ్రహ్మ అండ్ వితన్వత సతీం స్మృతిం అండ్ షీ గివ్స్ హిమ్ ది రైట్ రిమంబరెన్స్ టు రీక్రియేట్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్. ఓకే, సో సుఖదేవ్ గోస్వామి ఈస్ ఇండైరెక్ట్లీ ఇండికేటింగ్ హియర్ టు ద సుప్రీం లార్డ్, మై డియర్ లార్డ్, యూ హ్యాడ్ ద కెపాసిటీ టు ఎంపవర్ బ్రహ్మాజీ టు క్రియేట్ దిస్ యూనివర్స్, సో డెఫినెట్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ ద కెపాసిటీ టు ఎంపవర్ మీ టు స్పీక్ అబౌట్ దట్ క్రియేషన్. సో దేర్ ఫోర్ జస్ట్ లైక్ యూ ఎంపవర్డ్ బ్రహ్మాజీ త్రూ ద ఏజెన్సీ ఆఫ్ సరస్వతి to create this universe, please empower me also to speak about this creation, because Parikshit Maharaj has just asked about, please explain the process of primary creation and secondary creation. Therefore he is offering a plea to the Supreme Lord to give him empowerment so that he can speak about this topic of creation. That's why he is remembering this pastime, very relevant pastime like that. It's already 12. We have 3 more verses to complete. 5 minutes we'll complete. So then he says, another verse he quotes for praying for empowerment. He says, Bhutair mahatbir yai ma puro vibuhu nirmaya shete yadamu shupurushah bungte gunan shodasha shodashatmakah solankrishishta bhagavan vachamsime. He says,
Saha Bhagavan Alankrishishta Vachamsime. He says that may that Supreme Lord ornament my words. And he gives another analogy to explain this. He says, just as the Supreme Lord creates the bodies of the living entities along with the material elements and dwells in them. Here the Lord is addressed as Shodasha Atmakaha. So the Lord is not just the super soul of those who are living. He is the super soul even of the inanimate objects. Why is the sugar tasting sweet? Because of the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's what he says. Shodasha Atmakaha. He is the life of the 16 elements. The 16 elements, are they animate or inanimate? Inanimate. Then how can someone be the life of the 16 elements? So life means exhibition of their dharma. The dharma of sugar is it's sweet. The dharma of salt is it's salty. The dharma of water is that it flows. So all these individual elements, they show their dharma because the Supreme Lord in the form of super soul being present in them empowers them to show their dharma. Therefore the Lord is addressed here as Shodasha Atmakaha. He enters them and stays in them and empowers them to show their dharma. Like that. Similarly, you please enter into my words and empower my words. Saha Alankrishishta Bhagavan Vachamsime. Like that he is requesting. Please enter into my words and empower my words so that it can have the desired effect as per your desire. Okay. Just as you enter into each and every element and empower that element to show its dharma, similarly you enter into my words and empower my words so that it can have the desired effect. Like that he is praying to the Supreme Lord to empower his words. Like that. Okay. So that is the 23rd verse. Just few lines of Prabhupada's purport, beautiful purport Prabhupada writes here. Okay. Prabhupada says, a devotee considers himself only as an instrument. Only the godless atheist takes credit for themselves. But Shukadeva Goswami is not one of them. Therefore, he is praying to be inspired by the Lord, just like he inspired Lord Brahma. All these Vedic scriptures are facts and not theories of mundane interpretation. Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, as a humble devotee, wants to present the facts as it is, without any interpretation. This is proper parampara system. He says, my dear Lord, you please enter my words and empower my words so that what you intend to speak through me, it comes as it is. Like that. So, let's continue. Last two verses.
Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedhase Papurgyanam Ayam Saumya Yanmukham Buruhasavam.
Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Vasudev. Okay. Of course, here in the translation, Srila Vishnachakya Thakur and Prabhupada give slightly different translation. But Prabhupada addresses both these translations in his purport. Okay. So we will see both the translations. First translation as Prabhupada writes, Prabhupada's translation. He says, I offer my respectful obeisances unto Vasudev. Here Vasudev refers to Vyasadev, an incarnation of Vasudev. Because he is the literary incarnation of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya refers to Vyasadev here. And he is Vedhase. Vedhase means compiler of Vedas. Vyasadev compiled the Vedas. So therefore, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya Vedase indicates Vyasadev, the compiler of Vedas. He is offering obeisances. Because Shukadeva Goswami's guru is Vyasadev. Therefore, no speech can be perfectly rendered before offering obeisances unto his spiritual master. So, he is offering his obeisances unto spiritual master here. And then he says, Ayam Saumyaha Papuhu. Saumyaha means pure devotees. The pure devotees drink Jnanamasavam. This nectarian beverage of transcendental knowledge that Vyasadev is giving. Yad Mukamburuha, that which is emanating from his lotus mouth. So the great devotees, the pure devotees, drink this nectarian beverage of knowledge that is emanating from the lotus mouth of Vyasadev. I offer my respectful obeisances unto that Vyasadev, who is the incarnation of Vasudev and who is the compiler of all Vedas. Like that, Shukadeva Goswami is speaking. This is Prabhupada's translation. And Srila Vishwanatha Thakur, he gives another translation. He says, Namastasmai Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Lord Vasudev Krishna. Vedase. He is also the compiler of scriptures. As Krishna says, Vedantakrit Vedaviteva Chaham. He says. So therefore, he is also the compiler of Vedas. Yad Mukamburuha Asavam, who the nectar from whose lotus mouth, which is filled with knowledge, is drunk by devotees. This refers to the gopis of Vrindavan. Okay. So like that, two different translations are given by Srila Prabhupada and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So if you see, even in Bhishma Dev's prayers, even though throughout the prayers he is offering obeisances unto the Lord in his form as Parthasarathi. Okay, that was his worshipable form of the Lord in Viryaras. But towards the end of his prayers, in that prayer, Lalita Gati Vilasa Valguhasa, in that verse, he offers obeisances to the gopis. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, though the worshipable form of Bhishmadev was the Parthasarathi form of the Lord because of his viryaras, but Bhishmadev was not, Bhishmadev very clearly understood that the topmost devotees were the gopis. Therefore, he wanted to take blessings from the gopis also before his departure. Therefore, he was offering that prayer like that. Similarly, here, Shukadeva Goswami also, in his last prayer, he offers obeisances to the gopis. Okay, that brings us to the end of the prayers. Then last verse, Suta Goswami says, Etat evatma bhurajan naradaya vipruchyate vedagarbhobhyadat sakshat yadaha hariratmanah. This is Shukadeva Goswami says. He says to Parikshit Maharaj, my dear king, in response to your questions about this primary creation and secondary creation, I will not directly answer. Rather, I would quote a conversation that happened between Narada Muni and Brahmaji. Okay? I will quote that conversation, and through that conversation, I will respond to your questions. Like that, Shukadeva Goswami tells to Parikshit Maharaj. So in the fifth chapter, fifth to seventh chapters, 5, 6, 7, these three chapters, Shukadeva Goswami will be answering these questions asked by Parikshit Maharaj by quoting the conversation that happened between Narada Muni and Brahmaji. Okay? Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki.